From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Austin Sparks. Heat waves across England and Wales in May and June have led to more than 2,700 deaths, according to the Met Office. Of that figure, an estimated 42% of deaths were the result of extra heat caused by human-induced warming. Dr. Claire Barnes affirmed that we must adapt instantly to the changing climate and double down on efforts to prevent further increase. South Wales Police has introduced protective body armour for its police dogs as they look to strengthen the safety of working animals. The upgraded kit provides ballistic protection and has been rolled out following incidents where police dogs were injured while responding to calls. Police state that this investment ensures every dog has the same protection level regardless of the type of deployment. Three paddleboarders were rescued last weekend after encountering difficulty off the Cold Knap Point. Volunteer crews from Barry Dock RNLI launched their D-class lifeboat after the group found themselves trapped in a powerful ebbing tide and lost one of their paddles. An RNLI spokesperson stated that the incident is a reminder that strong tidal currents can still overwhelm experienced paddleboarders. An FOI request has revealed that over 100 Vale Council-owned buildings contain asbestos. The data, requested by the Local Democracy Reporting Service, revealed 112 buildings had asbestos-containing materials. This included 40 educational establishments, 20 leisure and cultural buildings, and 4 health buildings. It also found that a former Vale Council employee pursued a claim for asbestos exposure, though no money was paid in the claim settlement. In sport, Wales international Josh Adams says that playing South Africa will be the litmus test of the side's progress under Steve Tandy. After defeating Fiji in their nation's championship opener, the Red Dragons were brought back down to earth after a 35-21 loss to Argentina.
For more local news for the Vale of Glamorgan,
head to broradio.fm.
There are times when I is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station. And it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And I'm back after taking a week's rest for my pre-season. And we're back in sports action around the Vale. And on today's show, we're going to be bringing you the football news as we get ready to the start of the new Cymru Premier. We're also going to have a little look at how Wales have been getting on in the Nations Championships. We're going to be bringing you some of the cricket action from around the Vale, and we're getting excited as not long to go now till the Commonwealth Games that are being held in Glasgow. And if you've been excited by watching the tennis from Wimbledon over the last 2 weeks, then I'm going to let you know how you can get involved and give tennis a go yourself. So all that and more here to come at Bro Radio. Your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to kick this show off today with football. And it wouldn't be a sports show if we didn't mention how the World Cup across the water has heated up now, as we've got the semi-finals to look forward to. and we'll see who comes out on top there as it's coming to the end of the Football World Cup. But back a little bit closer to home, Barry Town United, they've been in friendly action against Goitree AFC, where they won 3-1. And also earlier this week, they took on Yate away and they won that game 1-0. And there's still more pre-season action going on at Jenner Park, as on Tuesday they continue with a game against Tree Thomas Bluebirds. And also with that, not long to go to the start of the Cymru Premier, and the FAW has released the Phase 1 fixtures for this now extended 16-team league, with all four newly promoted clubs in action on the opening night. And the Cymru North champions Llandudno host Flint Town United, while Cymru South champions Trevelyn are on the road at Colwyn Bay. Well, meanwhile, here in South Wales, Barry Town United host Cambrian United, and alongside Britain Ferry, who welcome Ammanford. And then on the 7th of August, Barry will travel to face Flint before welcoming Cardiff Met on August the 14th. And then Steve Jenkins' men, they wrap up August with an away trip to Holywell Town on the 21st, welcoming Airbus back to Jenner Park on the 28th of August. There's then also a two-week winter break in the calendar from the 8th of January to the 21st of January, while Phase 1 continues then until Friday the 26th. And there's lots of Friday night fixtures as well for Barry Town United when we're looking at the calendar. And I don't know about any of you, but the first thing I do when I look at the fixture list, particularly if it's Phase 1 or for any of them, is I look who's the first game, who's the last game, and who have we got around Christmas. So the first game, as we know, is on Friday the 31st against Cambrian United. So not long to go there, a little over 2 weeks, and we will be getting ramped right up for the first game of the season there. The last game of the season is against Trevelyan, so, and that's on the 26th of March, so that'll be the last game of Phase 1. And then the important ones, the ones I always look for, are who are Barry playing around Christmas. And on Boxing Day, it's going to be Penybont visiting Jenner Park, and on New Year's Eve, which is on the Thursday, Barry travel to Cardiff Met. So they're probably the ones that stand out more for me than anything on there. I always have a look to see when Barry are playing Cardiff Met, as that being probably one of our closer rivals, and along with Penybont going in the other direction. But first match, really excited, really looking forward to the first match on Friday at home at Jenner Park, and we're going to hope that your Barry Town United build on the success of last season, where they finished third in the league and they brought some silverware back. And I know there's been some players who have left the club, but they've also looked like they brought in some really good players as well, and we'll be keeping you across the action of everything that goes on with the Cymru Premier to keep a track on how Barry Town United are doing. And we'll also be keeping an eye on your other teams across the Vale, including Llantwit Major, Barry Athletic, Dinas Powys, Cardiff Airport, and others throughout the season that's upcoming, that I'm really looking forward to. Really excited that the main football season's starting up again. And it feels like there's not really been much of a break, because I've had a bit of World Cup action, and we've had some international football on the horizon, but back to the bread and butter of football very soon. But up next here at Bro Radio, we're going to have a little look at what's been going on in international rugby.
Bro Radio. Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Fryer Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Fryer Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at fryertuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilko.
If you want pet supplies delivered free to your door or dream of having a beautiful garden, then Uno's Pet and Garden Store in Llanfit Major is the name to know. From poultry to puppies, horses to hamsters, whatever the pet, we have what you need, including food, treats and treatments. We also stock all your garden essentials, so whether you're a green-fingered expert or a less prolific planter, we have everything you need for your perfect garden and offer free delivery to the majority of the Vale with no minimum order. Visit us online now at unospetstore.com. That's unospetstore.com.
Miss school? Miss out. Even a few days off school can mean children fall behind. But missing out on school doesn't just mean missing out on learning. It means missing out on opportunities, friendship and fun. If your kids are missing out on school for whatever reason, or if you're struggling to send them in the first place, support is available. Just see valeofglamorgan.gov.uk/missschoolmissout. Attend school for a brighter future. Don't miss out.
Are you organising an event in the Vale of Glamorgan?
List it on The Lowdown.
With CJCH Solicitors.
At broradio.fm/events.
Show.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a look at what's been going on in the Nations Championship. So that's the new rugby international tournament that Wales have taken part in. And they were at home, well, they were at home but away last week against Fiji, as the Fiji Rugby Federation are looking at building a new stadium. So that took place in the Cardiff City Stadium as Wales being their wayside. And Wales were the real away side on Saturday as they made the trip down to Argentina. And it was an unfortunate loss there for Wales. So it was 35 points to 21 they lost. After being 28-14 down at half time. But I think the score doesn't tell the full picture in that game. For periods, Wales were looking decent and better than I've seen them in a long time. And I think some of that may be a little bit on the top of the encouragement again. Winning against Fiji, who are currently above Wales in the world rankings when they took each other on. And Argentina, they're always a tough force to be reckoned with, particularly when you're taking them on in their own backyard as well. And it wasn't, you know, it seems like a big scoreline, but it's 14 points. So, and one more converted try for Wales and they would have got a couple of bonus points there. So they did put three tries on Argentina to Argentina putting five on Wales. But it's still going to go down in the loss column there. And that leaves Wales now currently sitting fifth in the Northern Hemisphere side of the field there, played 2-1-1, lost one there, and at the end of the summer, so they've still got South Africa to play, and then they play three more games in the autumn, and then whichever position you come up in your table, you take on the corresponding team from the Southern Hemisphere. So if it was to finish like this, Wales are in sixth in the Northern Hemisphere, fifth in the Northern Hemisphere, Australia are currently sitting in fifth in the Southern Hemisphere. So that would mean Wales take on Australia in the end of year show there. I mean, well, they still do have, as I said, South Africa to play this weekend, and that's out in South Africa as well. So, you know, a bit of jet setting there for the Welsh team. And then in the autumn, they're going to be taking on New Zealand, Australia and Japan, on there. And, you know, I like the summer and the autumn internationals, but this just put a bit more jeopardy into this, and maybe this is sort of rugby's version of a bit like what the football did with the Nations League, just so they're not just friendlies, they're actually putting things on them. And this is interesting, because it would be interesting at the end of this tournament just to see how many sort of Northern Hemisphere teams beat the Southern Hemisphere teams when they come to play their matches. But that's not the only rugby that's going on there as well. So the under-20s are in the under-20 World Championships. Wales were taking on Australia in that, and they won that match 38 points to 36. So that's a good win there for the under-20s. And the under-20s are looking pretty sitting pretty well in Pool A there as well, so they are doing what they need to do there. But it was certainly a good result in the placement matches there of the under 20 World Championships there to take on Australia. So it's looking good when with the rugby there, with what's going on in the future. But also, I would say, I know Wales did lose to Argentina. Argentina are in the top eight of the Rugby World rankings, and it certainly is still a team that is gelling and working together. And you can see a little bit more of it, and I think they're not too far away. Defence for me, though, a lot of unforced errors and a lot of missed tackles, and at that stage of level of rugby, you can't afford to miss the tackles that Wales were missing. But I'm pretty sure that they will certainly look at sorting that out. But up next year at Pro Radio, we've got one of our local music artists, and this is Redwood City, Too Soon. And Too Soon catches the strange mix of excitement and vulnerability that comes with developing feelings for someone quicker than expected. Too Soon by Redwood City. And this is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler, at Pro Radio. And we're going to move into the cricket action and see what your selected teams from around the Vale have been getting up to. And I must say, it's probably been really good cricket weather. In fact, potentially a little bit too warm, especially there for me there. And kind of just a little bit of reminder, not even if you're not taking part in sport, and even if you're just watching sport, to make sure that you keep yourself hydrated and you put the suntan lotion on, especially if you're someone like me who burns very quickly and very easily. I kind of go bright red and then start peeling again. So if you're anyone like me, make sure you get the factor 50 plus on there, and enjoy the sport that's going on outside. And we're going to start with the Vale Cricket Club, and on the weekend their first 11 lost to Ponthier's first 11 by 5 wickets, and their second 11 lost to Tow's first 11 by 7 wickets. The third 11, they beat Lanath's second 11 by 21 runs, and the fourth 11, they beat St. Fagan's fourth 11 by 2 runs. And coming up for you, if you're a cricket fan, and we're going to have the weather to be watching it, certainly, on next weekend, the Vale Cricket's first 11. They're at home to Macon's first 11, and that's at Corntown. The second 11, they're away to Monmouth's first 11. The third 11, they're at home to Pontegg's third, and that's going to be at Wick Village Green. And the fourth 11, they're away to Radder's fifth 11. Moving over to Barry Athletics. So on the weekend, Barry Athletics' first 11, they lost to Whitchurch and Heath's second 11, and they lost that by 8 wickets. And the second 11, they beat Lantwit Vadra's first 11 by 2 wickets. And what to look forward to if you're a Barry Athletic cricket fan? Well, the first 11, they're at home to Penturk's second 11, and the second 11 are away to Crossilliag's second 11. And we're going to just move further across the vale now, and we're going to have a look at how Penarth cricket clubs got on. So Penarth's first 11, they lost to Usk's first 11 by 34 runs. The second 11 lost to Macon's first 11 by 38 runs. The third 11, they beat Upper Rhondda's first again by 38 runs. And the fourth 11 lost to Pencoed's first 11 by 5 wickets. The fourth and the fifth 11, they beat Bally Wanderers' second 11 by 10 wickets. And what to look forward to if you're a Penarth cricket fan? The first 11, they're away to Cardiff's first 11. The second 11, they're at home to Blinders' first 11. The third 11, they're away to Bay Dragons' first 11. And the fourth 11, they're at home to Ebervale's second 11. And the fifth 11, they're away to Glanwern's second 11. So that keeps you all up to date with everything that's been going on around the Vale with the cricket from the selected results from your clubs there and selected fixtures to look forward to. But there's plenty more sport around the Vale, and why not make use of the weather and get out there and enjoy? If you can't play, then enjoy spectating and supporting your local teams.
Bro Radio.
A cup of tea. A friendly chat. A helping hand when it's needed most. That's what Churchfield's Home Care is all about. We provide professional home care, companionship, dementia support and personal care across the Vale of Glamorgan. And now we're looking for new, caring people to join our growing team. If you're seeking a new, rewarding career, apply today at churchfieldshomecare.co.uk. Churchfield's Home Care, because the little things make the biggest difference.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motorfactors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motorfactors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motorfactors. Visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
Measles isn't just a rash. It can be very serious, especially for babies and toddlers. It can cause blindness, deafness, pneumonia and meningitis. It can also be fatal. Measles spreads easily through coughs and sneezes. In fact, one child with measles can infect 9 out of 10 unvaccinated children. If your baby is turning one soon, you'll be offered a measles, mumps, rubella and chickenpox vaccination for your child. Please, make sure you attend to protect your child and other families. For details, visit the Cardiff and Vale University Health Board website.
In hotter weather, our rivers and coastal waters are never more tempting, but they are cold enough to take your breath away. And hidden currents catch out even the strongest swimmers. If you find yourself struggling in the water, remember, float to live. Tilt your head back with your ears submerged, relax, and try to control your breathing. Float to live is a life-saving message from the RNLI.
You despise, or you rolled out.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And if you've not had enough sports action, which, like me, you probably don't, then we've got the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow, and that starts on the 23rd of July, and that runs right through to the 2nd of August. So that's a little over 10 days' time now that starts, and we're going to be really excited as Wales are taking 114 athletes to compete over 10 different sports there. And we did sort of put a spotlight on the designing of the kit that they are going to wear in this Commonwealth Games coming up. And it's all really, you know, there's one thing a lot of athletes say, there's one thing to represent sort of Great Britain on the international stage, but it's something a little bit special when you can actually represent Wales, your country of birth, that you it's just something that's different. And Wales, sort of, unless it's the Commonwealth Games, don't really play on the international stage, so there's not always the recognition there. But there is a few athletes and members going who have some links to the Vale of Glamorgan. And Pannaf cyclist Ciara Olive is set to make a remarkable return to international competition after being named in Team Wales' track cycling squad for the upcoming Games. Ciara's last competed at the Gold Coast Games in 2018, having previously raced at Glasgow in 2014, and she also served as reserve for Great Britain at the Rio 2016 Olympic Games, and she's collected World and European Championship medals during her career. So she stepped away from elite racing following the 2018 Games, where she competed alongside her husband Lewis. She felt content with what she had achieved, but was inspiration struck unexpectedly when she watched a documentary about Olympic rower Helen Glover's return to sport as a mother of three. And Ciara will be the oldest rider in Wales' 19-strong track and power track squad, which features a mix of established champions and rising talent across 4 days of racing at the Chris Hoy Velodrome, with 26 medals up for grabs. 9 of the selected riders are current world champions, 6 medalled at the Paris 2024 Olympics and Paralympics. So it's really exciting there. Well done to Ciara there, making her way back into the Welsh squad there. And just a well done to everybody who's made it into the Welsh squad. I know they've the numbers are not always huge for the Team Wales, but those that do go, they're always punch well above their weight, hoping to bring some medals back to Wales on there. And it's always great to compete against the other nations as well, so that's something to really look forward to. And sort of that's going to be the main sports action. World Cup finishes next week, then we'll be straight into the comp, and this is my sort of timeline of what's happening for me, sports, wall-to-wall sports. So I've got one more rugby international to watch next weekend, plus there's going to be the World Cup final. Then there's going to be a couple of days rest from sport for me. Then I'm going to be into the Commonwealth Games. And then once the Commonwealth Games just about finishes, the football season started, and before we know it, the domestic rugby season, which starts at the beginning of August. So that's my diary of sports. And stick with me here at Bro Radio, and I can guide you through the sport events and actions that I'm taking part in and watching and enjoy watching, and I can take you along with me and plan your sporting, well, I'd say sporting summer, sporting autumn into winter, as it's going to be now. But have you been excited or inspired by Wimbledon? Up next, I'll let you know how you can get involved here at Bro Radio.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete. Maybe sometime
yourself somewhere, somehow. Blue as the sky, sunburned and lonely, sipping tea in a bar by the roadside.
Just relax, just relax.
Don't you let those other boys fool you. But I love that afro headed. Pity's sake, so nice kept me awake. I thought that I was stronger. When you gonna realize that you don't even have to try any longer? Do what you want to.
Girl, put your records.
Is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. So, have you been inspired by Wimbledon? Have you not taken up tennis ever before? Have you played before but you're not really sure? Then Saturday is the day for you at Barry Athletic Tennis Club. They've got their opening day on Saturday between 10 and 1, where you can come join them for the day, to take part in mini matches, mini games, sort of have a look at the club, explore the area, have a chat to sort of members, and get dust the rackets off and have a go. And it's going to be a fun friendly event there, where you can enjoy some food, some drinks, and probably have a bit of a laugh and a joke as well. But this is on the important side of this. This is an open day for the tennis club, so for people to go along and see the facilities that they've got there, and to. See if you want to take up the game of tennis. Have you not played for a while? Are you not really sure? Is it just you and you always struggle to find a partner to play with? Then this could be the perfect opportunity for you to dust off the tennis shoes and get back into some tennis action. So that is going to be on Saturday, the 18th of July, between 10 and 1. Pop along there. I went there myself a couple of weeks ago. Such a friendly people there, and you know, they make you feel at home. And when I said laughs and jokes, because I think, as we all know, when live sport is involved, anything can happen. So I'd imagine there might be a few tennis balls flying in directions that they're not always aimed to be flying in. But I always say, when you take part in sport, then take part in sport with a smile on your face. It should be something that you should be there enjoying. And if you're enjoying it, then you're doing something right with sport in general, but also with tennis, because it's getting out there, it's moving, and it's getting yourself fit. And it's socializing with other like-minded people, especially when it comes to tennis there. So that's almost me finished for another week. But up next here at Bro Radio, we've got another fantastic evening show with Patrick.
The weather. We're making the most of the summer months here in the Vale of Glamorgan. Come rain or shine, every day at midday, we'll be serving up anthems that'll bring you good vibes and the urge to put those sunglasses on. Summer Anthems on Bro Radio with Cardiff and Vale College. Discover courses starting this September at cabc.ac.uk.
If your home is looking tired and in need of renovation, or you're running out of space and could benefit from a loft conversion or extension, call Marshall Development Group and let us get to work. Our high-quality, professional construction services are built on 27 years of industry experience. Marshall Development Group covers the entirety of the Vale and beyond, with all projects backed by our workmanship guarantee. For a free quote, see marshalldevelopmentltd.co.uk.
Make this summer the season your child dives into confidence. Introducing intensive swim courses across the Vale and at Cardiff International Pool. For just £15, your child gets a full week of focus. These sessions run for 25 minutes once a day, helping improve water confidence, develop essential skills, and allow for extra practice. It's the fast track to fun and safety in the water for the summer holidays. Spaces are limited, so book your intensive swim course now at leisurecentre.com.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
On FM,
DAB,
Smart Speaker,
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.